Welcome to Keep Going, a new podcast brought to you by the TMP Life. I am your host, Eric. Why don't you walk with me as I try my best to help you get to the next level in your life? So without further ado, here is Keep Going. Let's start the show. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening in to another episode of Keep Going. This is the Some Thoughts edition of Keep Going. And of course, I am your host, Eric of the TMP Life. I thank you so much for listening in. And as always, you could have been anywhere else in the world listening to any other podcast in the world, but you stopped and took the time to listen to mine. I really appreciate that. As always, you can go to my website at tmplife.com. There you can check out some of the things I have going on with, like, for instance, the books, Because I Wrote My Feelings, which is my novel, my compilation book, my journal. It's all kind of cool stuff. You can go there, purchase that book, as well as you can go and purchase The Live Lessons, which is my motivational book, which you can write down your feelings on that one. And definitely check them out. It's only $7, y'all. So you can go purchase them directly from my website, tmplife.com. There's a link to the Amazon page where you can purchase. And I would really appreciate it if you do. And tell people about it, because, you know, it's my goal for Because I Wrote My Feelings is to convert it into a screenplay. So that's one of my goals for 2020. And with your help, just with your telling of everyone else, that would definitely further me into reaching my goal. So I would appreciate it if you do. A shameless plug, y'all, by the way. So today we're continuing on with the Better You edition of the Some Thoughts. Over the last few weeks, if you haven't taken a listen to any of the other previous podcasts, I've been focusing on becoming a better you and giving you some tidbits and just trying to instill some knowledge into you so you can take that knowledge and interpret it into your own feelings and you can use it, you know, and be able to transition into becoming something somewhat of a better version of yourself. Because let's face it, we all can do better with ourselves. And, you know, where we are now and in this particular point in time, it probably won't be the same another year from now. So why not focus your attention and focus all of your energy on becoming a much better you, transitioning into something better, which today is all about transitions. So if you feel there's some type of changing in your life, don't sit around and wonder why. You know, we should accept the changes and the transitions and allow it to work for us. You know, it's happening for a reason. So whether you are transitioning into a new job or a new passion, a new home or place or whatever, or even transitioning out of someone's life, it's almost as if you should allow it to happen. Some things may not be explained to you. But just go with it, though, and allow God to move into that space for you, because it's kind of his plan, right? So whatever God has set for us further down the lane, in order for us to be able to achieve what it is that he has set for us, we have to learn how to transition and to make changes in our lives currently. But it's when we try to fight it or try to decipher what's going on that we get mad or we get sad about it, you know? And most of the time, it doesn't really work because we disrupt it in some fashion. I understand how it is. It's because we need to know why. So we should stop trying to figure everything out and allow the change to occur in our lives, y'all. So if you're feeling how I feel right now, that means a transition is coming. Change is coming, y'all. It could be a positive change. My Virgo tendencies, because I am a true Virgo all the way to the perfection and everything. But my Virgo tendencies have always tried to figure things out for me. But this time I'm actually going to let it go and allow my transition to occur. And I believe you should too, because I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago and she was in the process of transitioning into a new job. And she's pretty excited about it because it was something that she wanted to do. You know, everyone wants to be able to move up in their career, in their job. And it was something that she was excited about, you know. So the career path that she has it would elevate her into another, into her current field, and it would somewhat fast track her to a much higher level, to boss status, you can say. But when she got there, she realized that it was nothing like she expected it to be. I mean, it was, for lack of better words, shitty, you know, because the people in there were, they hated what they did. They hated their job. It was, the morale was extremely low there. And when I talked to her about it the other day, she was pretty discouraged about it. And she was concerned about why she took the job in the first place, because it wasn't really what she signed up for. After we talked it out a little bit, and we finally came up to the notion that she had to be there for a reason. It was God's plan for her to be there. She was one of those type of people that would overthink why she made the decisions that she did. But she was also a God-fearing woman. And she knows and understands God, how God places situations in our path. And most of the time, he doesn't give us a reason why. But whatever that transition is, trust me, y'all, it's there for a reason. There is a reason why. We just have to allow it to happen. And it's like I always say, swim through the current. Don't try to fight against it, because I believe you'll get to your destination faster if you just swim through the current. It may take you, you know, different routes, different places and things like that, but ultimately you'll reach your destination faster than you trying to fight against it and figure out why. Don't figure out the why. Sometimes just go with it and allow it to transition into your life. So that's all I have for today, y'all. Thank you so much again for listening in to Keep Going, the Better You section of Keep Going. I really appreciate it. I really do. As always, y'all, check out my social media at the TMP Life, and because I am back on it, so check it out. And also go to my website, TMPLife.com. Check out my book, Because I Wrote My Feelings. Check out the podcasts, the previous episodes of the podcast. We're 100 plus, y'all. We doing it over here, y'all. And last but not least, purchase my book, Because I Wrote My Feelings. It's available now on Amazon.com. And again, there's a direct link. So go to it. And until the next time, my name is Eric with the TMP Life. And I will see you guys soon.